Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Aviles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlos Santana. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting eighth. The DH, Ryan Rayburn. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Casper Wells. Batting ninth. The catcher, Hector Jimenez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aviles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bourne moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bourne scores. Aviles moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Kipnis moves to second. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Aviles scores. Kipnis moves to third. Swisher moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Jimenez for a passed ball. Kipnis scores. Swisher moves to third. Santana moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swisher tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rayburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Diaz. The throw from Santana and he is safe. Diaz steals second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz moves to third. Dunn moves to second. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gillespie hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bourne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bourne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aviles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Aviles moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Danks strikes out. One out. Casper Wells batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wells hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santana is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bourne is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kepinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bourne for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kepinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gillespie is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gillespie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Danks is 0-for-1 in the game. Danks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bourne. Danks reaches second base with a double. Gillespie moves to third. Casper Wells is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Aviles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quintana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kepinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Carrasco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first, with Quintana covering, for the out. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rayburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Danks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Danks strikes out. 1 out. Casper Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckham moves to second. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Beckham moves to third. Wells moves to second. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Diaza reaches second base with a double. Beckham scores. Wells scores. Jimenez moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Hill now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Diaza scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dunn moves to second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger is walked intentionally. Brent Morrell pinch hits for Connor Gillespie. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morrell takes first base on ball 4. Dunn moves to third. Kepinger moves to second. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Morrell now playing third base. Nate Jones now pitching. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bourne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bourne strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aviles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Danks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Danks strikes out. 1 out. Casper Wells is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wells is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wells strikes out. 2 outs. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Crane fires to first and picks off Reynolds. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Langwell now pitching. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Diaza is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaza takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Diaza. The throw from Santana and he is safe. Diaza steals second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Diaza scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kepinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Stubbs who is chasing the ball. Kepinger reaches third base with a triple. Ramirez scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Addison Reed now pitching. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera pinch hits for Drew Stubbs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rayburn moves to third. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bourne is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bourne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rayburn scores. Cabrera moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Jason Giambi pinch hits for Mike Aviles. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabrera scores. Bourne moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bourne moves to third. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bourne tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 8, White Sox, 8. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall now playing third base. Nick Swisher now playing right field. Mark Reynolds now playing first base. Asdrubal Cabrera now playing. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Danks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Danks strikes out. One out. Casper Wells is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez strikes out. Two outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaza strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9. And Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.